shall we lift up our two hands to heaven and give God thanks this evening for answers to our prayers. Give God thanks for the grace He's given you to be a partaker of this spiritual week of emphasis for the month of February. Give Him thanks for what He has in stock for you tonight. You are living here with something tonight. Something that will change your level of command. Something that will position you for great command in the adventure of life. Would you ask Him now to speak to you tonight, everyone? Jesus, I want to hear from you. One word from God can steer a 360-degree turnaround in anyone's life. Jesus, I want to hear from you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. One of the benefits of fasting is outbreak of revelation. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy head shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before you. Now, so it's a value-adding platform. Today, I see the light of God's word breaking forth into your heart. Yeah. And changing your level of command. Yeah. Positioning you for all and triumph in the battles of life. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Somebody's going back home tonight with the sword of the Spirit. Being on the defensive can keep you a victim for life. It's time to get out on the offensive against the devil and his agents messing around your life. It's time to say, stop there! Israel was in defensive and Goliath was prowling. Come! Now I'll kill you. David said, who is that person? They said, his name is Goliath of Gath. He said, today he will be gathered to his father. Today he will be gathered to his father. He dared him and downed him. What you don't dare, you can't damn. He dared and damned him. Today, every foul devil hanging around any area of your life shall be damned. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for tonight. Take all the glory. Take all the praise. In Jesus' precious name. Let your word locate each one in this service. And let everyone depart from here knowing what to do with every unwanted situation of their lives. Amen. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. It's my year of breaking limits. Give Jesus a big hand of praise and please be seated. Our teaching series for the month is captioned Engaging the Breakthrough Power of the Word. That's our teaching series for our midweek services. And that thing will run through this spiritual week of emphasis. We understand, among others, that the word sets free the captives. Every captive in the kingdom is a captive of the powers of darkness. And in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And that Word is life. And that life is the light of man. And that light shines in darkness. And darkness has no choice but bow. God's word is the light of life. So every encounter with the word puts you on the path of the light of life. And it's never hard that darkness prevails against the advancement of light. So everything resisting your advancement in life, an encounter with his word is the answer. For thy word is a light unto my, a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When that light dawns, darkness clears the way, because the dominion of light over darkness is instant, irresistible, and unquestionable. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And he said in verse 9 of that John chapter 1, and that was the true light that lights every man that comes into the world. That's the true light. That lightens everyone that comes into this world. God's word is the true light that turns believers into spiritual illuminants and compels darkness to clear the way for them. And when you become unstoppable and irresistible, we call it breakthrough. So welcome to your era of new dimension of breakthroughs. Amen. Open your heart all through this month to assess the light of life and go further to be lightened by it. I call the first phase in verse 5, Revelation. I call the second phase in verse 9, illumination. When you are illuminated by the truth, your dominion becomes unstoppable. This month, I see God taking us from the realm of revelation to the realm of illumination. Amen. Jesus commanded that evil spirit in Luke chapter 4, and it departed. And in verse 36, the people said, what a word is this? What a word is this? For with authority and power, he commanded the unclean spirit, and they came out. All demons from here are agents of darkness. And God's word is light. As that word went forth, darkness bowed out. We are told in Matthew 8:16, he was casting out evil spirits with his word. Casting out evil spirits with his word and healing all that were sick with the same word. We saw also from scriptures how the word provokes breakthroughs. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net, Peter said to Jesus. And after they had that done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net break at the word. So there's a word you catch that launches you into a realm of supernatural breakthrough. You catch that word from heaven. And then it turns a breakthrough entity out of you. So that the people pitying you before now began to envy you. Amen. You will catch such word this month. Amen. Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. But when his word came, the king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. He made him ruler over his house and ruler of all his substance, to bind his princes at his will and to teach his senators wisdom. All in one sweep at the instance of the word. So stay on the hunt for your word this month. Stay on the hunt. Stay on guard. Because God has ordained that your star rises this month. Yeah. According to the prophetic word for the month, my star is rising. Because I'm moving from revelation to illumination. My star is rising. I am changing levels. That will be your testimony. That will be your testimony. So expect the guidance of the word. Accept the word to guide your steps. You can't be guided by his word and goose. You are guided. You're on your way to greatness. His guidance leads us into new levels of grace. And that's what we find this month. In the name of Jesus. What is in the word that engenders breakthroughs? Number one, God's word is powerful. Let's start from there. God's word is powerful. In other words, God's word carries power within it. In other words, God's word is the carrier of God's power. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Romans 1:16. We are told wherever the word of the king is, there is power. The power of the king is in his words. Wherever the word of the king is, there is power. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 4. And who may say unto him, what dost thou? So God's power resides in his word and is unchallengeable. Who will say to him, what dost thou? So every statement of scriptures is God's verdict. There is so much power in his word that the Bible says he rules by his power forever. No civilization, no opposition under heaven can make the word of God of no effect. No Boko Haram. Not their sponsors. Not this evil government. Not this killer government. I made the word of God of no effect. And you are going to hear wonders. Amen. Amen. Because of children, we didn't want to play the beheading of the council chairman. Except God has stopped being angry with the wicked, the generations of the perpetrators of these wanton killings, who even claim we are against Christianity, they said it in their dirty language. Except God has stopped being angry with the wicked, their generation will be forgotten in Nigeria. The same way they can't find the Amalekites in Israel.
extinct. The generation of these killers will become extinct. What is your problem? My problem is that everybody killed is one that Jesus died for. It's my father's kids. And except to a witch, you don't want them slaughter your sibling and say, thank God. No. Adao. You have made mothers childless, children motherless, husbands wifeless. Your generations will bite your fingers and regret forever. You can't damn what you don't dare. I dare you in the name of the Lord God of Israel, who sent me, whose I am. Anyone that survives among you will walk naked on the streets of Nigeria. Because my God will make you mad. It's not only powerful, our God is omnipotent, all powerful, unstoppable. Revelation 19, verse 6. All unconquerable. And that enormous power resides in his word. So when we engage in the light of the world, we are engaging the omnipotency of God. It goes into action. In the same vein, every gang up against your life must clear the way. I saw that child of the devil and all the demons standing behind lifted up the sword and placed it on the back of it. Someone paid for by Jesus. I saw him the first time. I saw him come the second time. Came the third time. Seturia kakakalata. Brudeti karoi di brudi alisa. Your judgment is executed tonight. You can't cast a spell on prophets. No. Your charmers know that prophets occupy higher place than they do. How dare you? I told Nigeria, I said, what? You are voting a killer system into power. I said it with all my passion. I saw it. I saw a bloodthirsty army of men coming to cause massacre in the country. I saw it. Telling the blind the way to go is a problem. It was a blind church full of blind leaders with their eyes open. They went to the ditch and then they put God's prophet under pressure.
It's for children's sake that will be watching around the world that we didn't put that on the film. But we send it to you. So you see the passion from where I'm coming from. Is there a government? No! Irresponsible, insensitive, callous, bloodthirsty, destructive, retrogressive. Thank you, Jesus. But this church, don't toy around. Don't toy around. Don't do it! Don't come near. Wherever you are, your sleep ends now. Valium 20 won't give you sleep. Valium 100 won't give you sleep. Your pains that will lead to your grave begins now. Robbers! Rogues! Fraudsters! Fighting corruption with corruption. Has corruption been any more in this country than in the last few years? How can a corrupt mind fight corruption? Number two, God's word delivers. Psalm 107 and verse 20. If you are not a witch, nobody dares your mother's children and get your goodwill. Nobody slaughters your mother's children and receive your goodwill except you are a witch or you are just daft. No sense. The army of the Lord is rising. The enemy of the church will smell. Many will be eating of worms on their seats. You'll be hearing of fallings and collapses. They are the daggers of judgment from heaven. He sent his word and it healed them and it delivered them out of all their destructions. God's word delivers. My people are going to captive because they have no knowledge. There are things to pray for and there are things to pray against. Every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn, not pray for. But the religious church, I pray for them. There are people, if I see them in heaven, God knows I'll be angry. You know, He knows. So they can't be there. They go to hell by the fastest flight. Fastest flight. Say, you shall condemn. You shall condemn you. He said, you condemn, I will confirm. But the church is saying, oh God, have mercy. On who? On who? Every tree that my heavenly Father has not planted, he said, you shall root up. You shall root out. Not pomer.
not pamper, root out. This evil system is rooted out tonight. You know, I'm a ward practitioner. That's my calling. Teaching people how to engage the world to deal with the issues of life. Teaching people how to engage the world to be free from all satanic manipulations and assault. He said, my people are going to captivity because they have no knowledge. They just have the devil riding on their back. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 13. Because they have no knowledge. Whosoever crosses you, I will cause. That's the righteous God himself. Anyone that is out to molest you, I will cross him. That's God speaking. So when he says you shall condemn, that means you partner with me. As you condemn, I will confirm. Isaiah 54 verse 17. The generation of this evil man will stink. Yeah. I see them with their hands on their heads, wailing as they went out of town. Yeah. Wailing as they go back to their land of nativity. Yeah. Wailing as they go back to the devil that they are working for. Yeah. Mark it. Thank you, Jesus. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So engaging the truth in dealing with issues sets free. Engaging the truth in dealing with issues of life sets free. You will hear news. You will hear news. We have also come to discover from scriptures that the ultimate of Satan's power operates in the realm of darkness. Jesus said, this is your hour and the power of darkness. This is your hour and the power of darkness. But like we said, the dominion of light over darkness is instant and unquestionable. Your worst battle is against the powers of darkness. My worst battle is against the powers of darkness. Every failure, frustration, they are machinations of the powers of darkness. Only Jesus saw the spirit of infirmity in that woman who could not stand upright, but was bent over. Everybody was talking about spinal cord and spinal this and spinal that. Jesus saw a devil behind it. And when he cast that devil out, she's too straight. Every torment of life, they are outcomes of the wickedness of the power of darkness. But the entrance of his word gives light. I decree your liberty tonight from every assault of the power of darkness. Yeah. Isaiah 60 and verse 1 to 3. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to your light, and their kings to the brightness of your rising. In spite of the gross darkness, when your light comes, you start shining in the midst of gross darkness. And it shall be saying about you, who are these that fly as a cloud, and as the doves to their windows. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. Please understand
that your dignity and my dignity in the kingdom is a product of the light at work in us. The light at work in us. The light we are engaging with. The light we are engaging with. The light we are engaging with. That's the difference. It's not your environment that determines the outcome of your life. It's what is inside of you that does. Out of you is where your out of you is defined. It's not about what happens around you. We have never known a setback. We'll be 40 years next year. In a nation that is cluttered with setback as standards, where everything is going backward at a speed you can't imagine, yet you find individuals, many of them in this church, who are just large strides, just moving. In a place where nothing seems to be working, but it's working for them because of the light at work in them. That's how the word differentiates between you and the world around you. I pray that this month will mark a dramatic turning point month in your life. Yeah. As you keep embracing the authority and the power that is in the world, in the name of Jesus. Amen. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's the battlefield. We are in a battle against the powers of darkness. Have respect to the covenant of God, because the dark places of the earth, they are full of the habitations of cruelty. Psalm 74 verse 20. So wickedness in high places means wickedness in realms of darkness. So we are in a battle principally against the powers of darkness. And light is the master key for your conquest. Light guarantees your natural sweatless conquest. If I didn't proclaim those causes as inspired by the peace of God, they will still be doing fele-fele on the street. But watch. God is raising adversaries against them. Yes. From all quarters. Yes. Even among themselves. Yes. They will start facing themselves right away. Yes. That's why our spiritual weapons are our lead weapons. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Because the weapons of our warfare, they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. These weapons are mighty. You release one warning angel, all that we are talking about will not be there. It will get them falling on their weapons. And that will happen tonight. Many will go in and never come out again. The last light, natural light that some saw, is the one they saw today. They see no more again forever. When Elymas was resisting the gospel, Paul, full of the Holy Ghost, amen, set his eyes on him, like I'm doing tonight. Oh, full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, will thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went abroad seeking some to lead him by the hand. That's apostolic curse. It descends, it does not return. When it descends, it delivers. When it descends, it delivers. And you saw that prophetic curse that came upon those 42 children. And I keep saying, God didn't spare children. He didn't spare children for mocking his prophet. God didn't spare children for mocking his prophet. How will he spare adults? Oh boy, I think maybe he had boy like me. And he turned back and prayed for them. Did he pray for them? He turned back and cursed them in the name of the Lord, and God answered instantly. Two sheep came out of the woods and tore 42 of them. In the same vein, as I set my eyes against these evil men and women, their sponsors, every collaborator, everyone that is part of this one-time killings in Nigeria, everyone that's gathered against the church to stop it from advancing, now the judgment of God that destroys comes upon you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb. If I didn't know how to pray this prayer, we'll never be here. Whatever you don't want, you don't watch. Whatever you don't resist has the right to remain. And whatever you don't confront, you cannot conquer. We dare you devils, parading yourselves, Boko Haram devils, Metiala demons, your end has come. Yeah. I don't care who is backing you. I don't care where you get your weapons from. Your weapons are rendered null and void. Yeah. I decree war in your camp. Yeah. War against each other. Yeah. War against one another. Yeah. Now hear this. Anybody thinking of Islamization has no brain. This country wasn't built on religious basis. This country is built as a people that chose to live together. Not one part of this nation is superior to another. In case they don't tell you, and people in the Senate, in the House are talking, just hear this. No part of this country owns it. Every part owns their part. I didn't borrow land from you in my town. That means you don't own it. And I didn't buy it. So how does it become yours? You better think straight. If you see those devils walk around here, who destroy them, sir? A million survey for in the name of the Lord. You tell me when your father bought it, that it now becomes yours. Thank you, Jesus. You don't know your right, you never have it. You don't know your right, they will ride on your back. Sir, you don't own Nigeria. No. I hope that will humble them. I know you are hearing me. Most of them who come when I speak, they are there all over the country, including their leaders. They listen to me. I hear from them. Amen.
You better know. That is insanity of the worst order, that you own the land. Woo!
My great-grandfather never bought it from you. His great-grandfather never bought it from you. So how did it become yours? Thank you, Jesus. If you don't want to be part of us, goodbye. Lift up your right hand, God's people. Amen.
And thank God for light. Thank God for light. You don't win the war as a civilian, you win as a soldier. Thank God for light. You are soldiers of Christ. He said, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Amen. I was on the field many years ago, and one demon-possessed person held me by the trouser. Take off your hand! No, take off your hand now. No. No, he won't hear. He won't hear. He won't hear. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. From now, no sickness mess up around your life. You are too much for things to be chasing you about in the night. How? How? Can you imagine darkness chasing after light? Let me conclude with this testimony. 1979, I read this book, The Apostle of Faith. And I saw how Wigglesworth disdained the devil. Then Ephesians 2:6 came alive in me. Truly, we are raised up with Christ and made to sit with him in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers and dominion on every name that's named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come. It was a raw demonstration of a far above stance of redemption. One of my elders was going to a minister somewhere and he couldn't go. He said, David, would you be able to go with me? I said, oh yes, I'm willing. I'm ready. I was looking for where to demonstrate it. So as soon as I finished preaching and made altar calls, I said, now, wait a minute. How many of you are witches here? They stood up. Who? This must be a colony of witches. And I said, say that. And I'm not saying that somebody calls you a witch. You know you're a practicing witch. Stand up. They stood up again. I rejoiced. So I called one of them. Come on here. Tell me what you do with the devil. He said, anytime we want to suck blood, we get on the highways. And we cause any vehicle coming to some assault. And suck the blood of the victims. Without hesitation, I said, what a way people like us are coming. He said, when we sense a higher power on the way, we're clear of the highway. What is that higher power? Light. Can darkness wait for light? No. Can darkness wait for light? No. Now, let me tell you this. By redemption, you have now been raised together with Christ. And made to sit together with him in Christ Jesus. It's not your making. You are made to. And it's located far above. So you are far above who witches can harass. Who native doctors can harass. You are far. Somebody called one of our young ones in London, you are told that testimony, and said, you are the next one to die. He said, in 7 days, you are dead. This man was the demon in that family. He was the one determining when each one would die. So he called him and said, you are the next. And the son of God said, you don't know who you are talking to. In 7 days, you are a dead man. 7 days, he died. Why? He knew his time. And he withstood the devil and destroyed them. From now, no devil molest your life again. Yeah. Oh, you have high blood pressure. Not me. Check it. Not necessary. I cannot have. Not that. Can I be pregnant with a child? No. And it went back. You need to know your position. Need to enjoy the best that Jesus offers. Not this religiosity of, okay, go. See how they are pursuing me. Pursuing you. Turn back. Curse them in the name of the Lord. And by the time they are dead, they will not be pursuing you again. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, this place was a dungeon of devils. This place.
we came. Sir, I will come here in the night and walk around alone. We are not doing construction. I'll tell the driver, wait on the road, I'm coming. Tenosh Kale Prodi Anika, in case we're anywhere, come out. In case we're anywhere, come out, sir. That's how we possess this land with boats dropping like stone. It was common sight for boats to drop on this side. It's a non-fly zone. You don't fly fele-fele anywhere. You watch where you fly. Amen. You watch where you fly. You have been reading upon by the devil enough. Wake up. Understand your right. And then enforce your right. Don't just understand it. Enforce your right. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Amen. Very quickly tonight, you don't know the value of salvation until you are saved. And you learn what accompanies salvation. You are vulnerable, helplessly so, until you are saved. But whatever is born of God overcomes the world. We live in an embattled world. You don't have God, you don't have hope. You don't have God, you don't have a future. If you are here tonight and you know that you are not saved, you are just going to church. Don't let the devil sniff your nose. Jump out of darkness into light and begin to enjoy the fullness of redemption. Wherever you are today, you want me to pray with you to be saved. You can't appropriate salvation. Your father may be an apostle, your mother a prophetess. That doesn't save you. It's not equal to salvation. If any man be in Christ, it's one by one we come. Except a man is born again, not except a man's parents is born again on his behalf. Except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. If you are here tonight and you want me to pray with you to be born again and have this new creation experience, wherever you are, stand to your feet and I'll pray with you now. God bless you. God bless you. You want to turn your life over to Jesus, stand to your feet right now and God bless as you do. I'll be praying for you right now in a moment before we partake of the communion. Also, at the same time, we have people here that need to rededicate their lives to Jesus. You have been in the middle of the road for too long. It's a risk. You have been one leg in and one leg out. It doesn't work. A double-minded person is unstable in all his ways. Let him not think he shall receive anything from God. Wherever you are, you want to rededicate your life to Christ, stand to your feet. And God bless us to do. God bless us to do. Some other fellows need to stand up right now and make it right with God. For 51 years, I have never branched in a native doctor's place. For 51 years, I've not had any support to Jesus in my life. February 19 will make it 51 years exactly. This year. It's sweet. Wherever you are, you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Stop looking here and there. Please stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Let everybody standing for this cause please make their way straight on here to the front. That applies to every one of us in the various Zona Fellowship Centers where we are hooked to this service. Please come. In case you didn't stand up and you want to come, please come. Just stand and come. Stand and come. This is one chance. Who knows whether you may not have another one. Please come. Come. Come and receive Jesus. Across the various Zona Fellowship Centers, please move towards the altar right now where I'll be praying for all of us at the same time. Do that quickly. Do that right now. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise Jesus. Well, security men, please watch. Anybody coming down to church with a bag must be checked. Please take that as your major duty, no matter how much you know him. Excuse me, open your bag. No, go back. Praise God. Order is order anywhere, any day. This devil that came to church,
came with a bag. Dropped the bag containing this weapon of mass killing in the bag and was in the toilet and trying to turn it on for about 30 minutes. He was making calls that the thing is not answering. He doesn't answer here. He doesn't answer here. If the devil came in person, it won't answer. If the devil came in person, but the Bible says, watch and pray. So all we are doing is to put it on your head. If you find it in your bag, we put it on your head straight. Amen. Whatever that means, you'll be telling it when you get there. You'll bring it to kill, we put it on your head directly. You go and tell those who sent you when you get to hell. Praise God. Please bow your head. Lift up your right hand to heaven and pray this simple prayer of faith after me. Please don't harass him. Pray this prayer after me. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day, you rose again to justify me, to set me free, to save my soul. Today, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And I believe my sins are now forgiven. I am now a child of God. I'm restored back to the faith. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. I will serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Keep your hands up. Lord Jesus, I ask your blessing upon these precious people. Your grace has brought them. Let the same grace preserve them. I cover each one of you with the blood of Jesus. No going backward for you. You are going forward forever. You will make it to the end. Grace to live the overcomer's life. Receive it. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Congratulations. Congratulations. Please walk this way. And then you submit your forms and get back on your seat as we close in the service. Shall we all rise, please?